from the Pine City Council, regular meeting of Monday, January 4th, 2010, is called to order at 6:02 p.m. How long do you need? Okay, roll call, please.
City Recorder Maribel.
Councilor Adele McPhee.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Don Griner.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
All right, we do have the entire 12-member council here, and it's so great to be able to say that. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have a full council for a change. Attorney Green is excused. We discussed this, and since there's nothing of any, we're not going to be voting on anything today, and there's nothing of any crucial or sensitive matter going on, we thought it could save the council some money. Any comments or questions on that? That's,
well, I kind of, do we need him here in order to vote?
No, we don't have anything that we're voting on anyway.
No, but if we did.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't need. Anyway, that's kind of interesting, a little bit comforting, and a little bit disconcerting to not have any questions or comments on that, because after we did this, and when it was too late to have him come in, I went back and reviewed the council rules and procedures, which I have been doing a lot of lately, since our newest councilor pointed out to us that we were supposed to have a meeting on the first Monday of every year. And under our council rules and procedures, section 8.2 says, the city attorney will attend all meetings of the council unless excused by the city council. Any member of the council may at any time call upon the city attorney for an informal oral opinion. Written opinions require the vote of a majority of the council. City attorney will be the parliamentarian and will advise the presiding officer on any questions. So, the important part of that is the city attorney will attend all meetings of the council unless excused by the council. The city attorney was excused by the mayor. That's the way we've always done it in the past. And, he didn't catch it, and I didn't catch it, but like I said, in a way, it's kind of comforting to know that we're not the only ones. The entire council apparently doesn't know that rule. So hopefully you will excuse us. And this is one thing that I wanted also to, at the beginning of this year, I want to back up and just do a lot of starting over, review, and we have part of that coming up anyway with the League of Oregon Cities counselor training, and sort of train everyone and retrain some others, like myself, who obviously really needs to review the council rules and procedures and make sure that we're doing everything the way we should be.
Maybe we ought to flag it for reconsideration.
Yeah, and these things, yeah, they can always be, you know, these things are done by resolution, mm-hmm. And so they can be updated anytime we think it doesn't fit our current council. So, with council consensus, I would like to direct staff, please, to put review of City of the Pine Council rules and procedures on the first agenda where it will comfortably fit. That's another thing I would like to do in the new year, is to take a look at where we are, what we're doing, everything that's coming up, what is the most important, and we do have that coming up. The staff has been working on that, so that we can find a comfortable pace that works for staff and for council. And I will be working more closely with staff on the upcoming agendas and with the attorney, make sure that we're not getting into situations where we have more things on our plate than we can handle at any given time, so that staff is more comfortable, they have the time to review the recordings, get the minutes done up and posted in a timely manner, and all that sort of thing. I do have a lot of things in mind for revamping the way we do things.
So do you want that as a review process on the agenda, or to already have suggestions to redo it? The resolution of the policies and procedures.
Let's, staff knows first the things that are coming in that we have to have on the agendas. Uh-huh. So as soon as you know that you can place that on an agenda, and of course, counselors can do this, start doing this at any time, be sure that counselors know right away and advise them to please review the council rules and procedures and come to that scheduled meeting with any suggested changes.
So it will be a discussion.
It will be a discussion. Review.
Okay.
But everyone needs to have enough time to know.
Okay.
When they're going to do that. Does that work for everyone?
So we can just go to Luana to put things on the agenda instead of going to you and having. We should do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I was still in the forum thing, but we'll get there. To answer to your question is in the council rules and procedures. All right. Thank you, council, for bearing with me on that. Luana, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, number four is added agenda items. I have none. Does anyone have any suggestions? All right, we will move on to the consent agenda. And I'll go ahead and start because I know that I unfortunately would like to have approval of the December 9, 2009 minutes removed from this and carried over to the January 13th meeting, because as hard as I tried, I still was only able to get through my review of one set of those, not just the work session. And I still want to review the other set before approving. So, council okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Thank you. So the other set of minutes, does anyone have any questions or concerns on anything remaining on the consent agenda?
The check detail. Would you take down something real quick, or would you like it? I just need some clarification. So,
okay.
It might, we'll submit it so that we could just discuss. And the profit and loss budget is very good.
Okay, so you want to, which one move?
Approval of the bills.
Approval of bills. Move to added agenda. That will be number 8A. Any other, we have remaining on the December 15th work session and meeting minutes under item 5A and the financial report and approval of reimbursements under 5B. We'll have a motion to approve the consent agenda with those three items as they stand.
Is somebody
seconded?
Been moved and seconded? To approve items 5A and 5B, on the consent agenda. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes. Councilor Kleiner, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McPhee, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
If you're having a hard time getting used to that, I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay. Next item is number 6, City Streets Improvements and Maintenance. Lana, you want to go over the background on that?
Sure.
With us?
We didn't make it into the winter with any road work done on the gravel roads, city gravel roads, to prep them for the winter, and then it turned freezing on us and froze some of the ground, which has brought us to the issues at this point of problems with the water not being able to drown. People are trying to do, trying to get through the puddles anyway. The ground is not thawed, the puddles remain on top of the roads, creating hard pass-throughs for the cars. And I don't have any authority to call to have any road work done. And that's something that the council needs to look at, discuss it, figure out a way. We can get through this through the winter. We're having complaints coming into City Hall as it is.
We have a couple questions.
Sure.
So how many complaints have we had?
I had one. I think we had two complaints on schedule. I've been told that railroad is getting bad, and if you just drive down them, they're all potholy. They're just getting worn bad, especially right now. And we're going to be getting more complaints unless we can come up with some kind of a plan to get through the winter. And it's something that we need to do every spring and every fall. And it would be great if we could just establish a set thing to have already in place when the time comes, have the road work done, have it prepped for winter, have it prepped for summer.
That's what we're working on anyway, isn't it? A road maintenance plan. But are you looking for something that we could do right now?
We need to do something. When the water's going clear across the road, it's hard for cars to get down the road. Mm-hmm. That's where we're getting the complaints, you know.
Which other ones have you had complaints about?
Mostly schedule right now, but I'm sure more are going to be coming. And I did drive the roads in it at that time, and they're all starting to get the water across them.
So excuse me if I may interject. Antler is getting bad. Doe is not bad. Pine is bad. And Kegel is getting worse.
Okay. Mr.
Yes.
Make a comment. Do you live on any of those?
I live on Kegel.
And I live on Pine. And if you're calling Pine Drive bad compared to what it was before we did the road flag,
No, I'm not.
I think it's too late in the year to do anything with those roads. I don't see how you can do anything with frozen roads. What we need to do is get a price from a local contractor, not a bid, but an idea, a ballpark number, so we can do the roads in the spring. We need to pull the gravel out of the ditches, fill the pothole with dirt like we did last time, smooth it out, and then put a rail mat on it for the summer.
That's the bait.
They don't call it that, for lack of the proper word. They used to call it oil mat, just abatement. Okay. Well, we need to get some kind of an idea of what that's going to cost.
Dust abatement. Yeah, I have the dust abatement.
Yes, we need to put it all in one package.
Well, that's going to have to go out for bid.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. You can call somebody and get a ballpark number.
Yeah.
Without offering a bid. You can call Vic Russell, because he's already contracted to do part of the road, and say, what do you think? What's it going to cost? And just so we know what we're talking about here. Because we only have so much money to work with.
Just to get a general idea.
Then the second thing is, what percentage of our road fund goes to snow removal?
It's going to be very minor.
Yeah, well, okay, but what is the projection for a normal? Because so far this year, we haven't had normal snowfall yet.
Right. But we don't know. We don't have any track record.
Yeah, we have no idea what
we have track record from last year.
And even Ben doesn't have any idea what to expect.
No.
And look how long they've been in existence. But, Mother Nature does what she does every year. And
we need to have an idea so we know how much money we can spread around.
Well, I think the idea came is when you established the budget and you figured. So that whole budget was allocated for snow removal or road maintenance.
Road maintenance.
Snow removal.
Okay. Yeah.
So then there's additional funds in there besides for snow removal. So
that only comes out of gas tax revenue.
Did you have something?
We already have a bid on it, or a price from Vic Russell to do it, but it wasn't done in a timely manner, so it's too late now. But the whole city is flooded.
Right.
So I don't see why we should spend money on the gravel roads when every paved road is flooded too.
But we don't want to pay for the city owns the gravel roads. Those are our responsibility.
For maintenance.
Well, I don't see that they have too much to complain about when the rest of us are going through flooded areas. To go to Ray's, to go to the post office.
We don't have funds, though, is what Luana is saying. Our funds go only to the city-maintained roads.
But I don't mean that we need to do the county roads. It's just that, I mean, to get the water off.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't be. It would be only the city.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if the rest of us are putting up with it, why spend money on roads?
They're two different
things.
Just
because it belongs to the city.
Because that's what that money is for. Is for maintenance of those roads. Correct?
But I thought it was too late. That's what we had decided.
Well, are you asking? You are asking if there's a way, if you should be authorized to investigate and see if there's something that can be done now.
If we can't vote on anything, that's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
I would like to investigate, see if there is anything. Perhaps, maybe have a grader go down and create ditches so there is some place for the water to go. The roads don't have a crown on them anymore. When you have a crown, your road is flat. Your potholes are created.
when you put the crown back on, it gives some place for the water to go into the ditches, and that's the whole purpose of bringing that all up back onto the surface, creating the crown before winter sets in, so that the roads, the water does what it's supposed to do. And we missed the boat on it this year. I don't want to have that happen again.
Okay, go ahead. Well, first, I'd like to see a professional assessment, because none of us are road maintenance professionals. A professional assessment on what needs to be done, and also considering if there's going to be so that, you know, that it's going to be degraded to the point that it's going to cost us more maintenance in the future. Then I also have some comments about the budget impact stuff.
On the roads?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if what you're asking for is I think we need to add another line item specifically for this road maintenance, so that if it's an ongoing maintenance, that you can drop from that budgeted amount. But we're going to have to need also with our assessments to know exactly how much it's going to cost, and not around figuring things specifically.
Didn't bring my copy of the budget with me. Don't we only have one or maybe two line items?
It is road maintenance.
That's the gas tax money that we receive. It has to be used for road maintenance. And if you start splitting it out, you don't have the flexibility to use it for what you need for. For instance, if we split out so much for snow plowing and we have a bad year,
well, you can still take
it's okay.
It's in the same category.
Yeah, but when I don't know that makes a difference.
But I'm thinking that it probably is going to have to go out to bid anyway.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Unless, well, see, then this is another thing, is that I'm not sure about if we get some spot work done. Somebody may only charge $200 to go down and run a ditch to try to get the drainage. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to take.
Or maybe that's not even the best solution. There might be something else. I would suggest directing Luana to just call some contractors and explain the road situation and ask what they would suggest, and if there is even anything that is workable this time of year, so we wouldn't be throwing our money away, but we could keep people from disappearing in lakes. We don't want to lose any citizens.
Now, on our current 2009-2010 budget, on the first page of the road description budget, on lines 2, 3, 4, and 5, all list repairs and maintenance, miscellaneous, contract services, and contingency. So the money is already allocated on a line basis in our budget already. It's already there. All we need to do is find out how much we need to spend. So if you can get some information, if anything can be done now, that's good. If it can't, then we'll have to wait till spring. But then you also need to get the information about yearly maintenance of the roads and get an idea of how much it's going to cost, so we know how to proceed.
And that's what staff is working on anyway, correct? We're doing the twice yearly maintenance program that we're working on setting up. Okay.
So then you would need authority for that whole category to draw out when you need. Is that right? I'm not sure. She wanted the authority to call street maintenance when she...
I see.
That was the issue I ran into when the complaint came in. She was here.
Yeah, right.
Because when they wanted to know, my hands are tied. I don't have the authority to just call out somebody to, if that's possible.
Well, we have another meeting on the 13th, which is just a week and 2 days. And so we can get that answer. You'll be in contact with Jeremy in the meantime.
Okay.
And find out what we need to give you that authority. And we can have that discussion. How big is our agenda getting for next week?
It was very huge, but we pushed some of it out to the latter part of the month, so but the whole month is going to be very, very, very busy.
Well, it's just, I think you're going to do a lot of, you and Patty do a lot of homework on this. I have some good questions for Jeremy. And
Could I ask a question on this? If we give her the authority, then anybody who calls in and says their street is flooded, she can send somebody out there to take care of it. That is one of the problems I have.
Well, that's why we meet Jeremy, and that's why we'll have...
Well, what...
Because the authority would have certain limitations.
Okay. I'm at a loss on this, so... Okay. So we do it next week? I mean, okay.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions right now? Or?
No.
Because that's what Luana and Patty will be doing, is coming up with all the questions. What do we need to do to get the authority for her to act on kind of a stopgap measure as these things come up? That's not the term that you used. You had used a better one, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway, to do some temporary fix-up when these issues come up. You know, we're getting tax money for this, and people shouldn't be having to drive down roads that they might disappear into, and we won't find them until Easter.
Do we ask the county then to take care of the county streets, or so that should be done also then?
There are times when I have called the county and requested things to be done, like stop signs replaced and things like that.
No, I mean the water.
Well, I called them last year to go down Third Street to take the excess snow off because it was so flooded through there and kept freezing. And they did. But, you know, we work with the county, but...
Does the county actually own any dirt or gravel roads within the city?
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I can't think of one.
No, they don't.
Because any of them that are left are private.
Public roads.
Yeah.
Private roads,
yeah. Okay. Any other questions or concerns?
Can I get your name and address for the record since you spoke during the meeting? I just need to have that.
Hi.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hi.
It's Don.
Uh-huh.
Our last name is ROPIEQUED.
Okay.
You need that repeated?
No, that's fine. And your address?
16885 Cagle.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Patty. I'm sorry I overlooked that. At this time, I would like to go ahead and ask if there are any... so we have our sign-up sheet out there, didn't we?
Yeah, we've got it out there.
Oh, do we have anyone signed up for public comment? That's what I mean, the public comment. We haven't been doing that, I know. And I'd kind of like to get back to that. I think that works a lot better than the way we've been doing it.
Okay.
I'm going to take the liberty of asking now if there's any public comment on the city streets improvements and maintenance issue.
Hi, I'm Vicki Jackson. I live at 17346 Meek Court. I'd like to ask a question on the streets, because I know that in the Pine, I guess you have some private roads, and then you have some, I guess, road districts. I don't know if you're treating them separately, where you have a road district.
Not necessarily.
I was just wondering on the roads, where do you decide what gets worked on, what doesn't, if it's just complaint driven? Because really the weather right now, it's like disaster, but if you wait until next spring, would you like decide which roads you're going to gravel, or would you like do all of them?
The improvements and maintenance plan that we're working on includes all the roads. All the roads are going to be brought up to a certain standard depending on the city roads. Yeah,
okay, because like Dustin roads. Is, you don't want to go down Dustin either.
It's not in the city.
That's not in the city.
Okay, schedule is right because it's more north, closer to 97.
Okay. So yeah, but when we talk about city streets improvements and maintenance, that means all the gravel or dirt roads, public gravel and dirt roads within the city. And some people have fairly wide driveways like mine, and anyone just driving by might think, well, it's a public road, and, you know, city should do that. No, it's not. My family maintains it. So there can be some confusion and misunderstanding when you're just driving by and looking at the roads. But we went through an extensive process to identify the roads and know which ones are public, and we have all that in place now. So does that answer your questions? Anyone else? All right then. The one who are clear in your direction?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Move on to item number 7, Planning Commission Request for City Transportation System Committee. And this was brought to us in December, I believe, December 8th by the Planning Commission.
Well, dated from their meeting.
Well, I have one here. December 8th to the City Council. Maybe, oh, I have another one that's December
27th. There should be something after the 16th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have it right on the top. That's where I have it. We have on this memorandum a pretty good idea of what the Planning Commission would like from us. And we need to get the ball rolling. First of all, we need to decide if we really are going to create this City Transportation System Committee. And if so, how do we go about that, and when do we commence? And do we follow the Planning Commission recommendations, which we have here on this memorandum? Are we in agreement with those recommendations? So that's what we're discussing tonight. And if we are in agreement that this, I believe we said before, we thought this was a good thing that we would like to have this committee formed.
I think when it first came up, I had suggested that we get a little more information about what a TSP is. And are you prepared to talk about it tonight, or?
No.
Okay.
I can answer some questions, maybe. Okay. But I didn't plan on making a presentation.
Okay, so can I continue?
Sure.
Okay, so would be the purpose of the committee, would that be, is to set up the transportation system plan?
It's to look at all of the different aspects of it and, to make recommendations to the council. But it would be involved with several facets of the community. So it wouldn't just be the Planning Commission. I mean, it would be a committee that would come up with this, and there would be a lot of people that would be a part of that.
From what little I know about those transportation plans, so then it'd be kind of like a long-range kind of setting up where the bike trails and that sort of thing, right?
It'd be a needs assessment too,
okay,
as to what the people want here, and the different things that could be made available.
So now, are those long-range goals, and those are going to be like, are those coming out of the comp plan that have already been talked
some of
about?
Those are, but there also would be some, some priorities. We'd probably recommend some priorities for some things would be really long-range or possible to be looked at way down the road. But then other things, if we decide that there's immediate need, that would be addressed also.
Okay, so, I'd like to, for the benefit of the public here and for the council too, who may not have read this, in our memorandum from the Planning Commission, they gave us a list of typical tasks for the committee, what they should include. Media relations and role of committee members, collect and examine local transportation data, examination and assessment of local issues, how to prepare for a new transportation system plan and system development charges, recommend top priorities for the city CIP budget,
CIP capital improvement,
improvement plan budget, examine, we have to have a capital improvement plan. We have a lot to do this
year.
Yeah. All right, all the people pay up. Examine grant opportunities. Make recommendations to the Planning Commission and City Council. And this is a typical tasks list. There, you know, could be other recommendations made to go on this list and so on. So these are the kind of things for us. Okay, so it says that. Other detailed tasks will be accomplished when the committee has its first meeting. And so these are the kind of things that we're discussing tonight. Do we think that this request put before us by the Planning Commission encompasses everything that we would like to see in a Transportation Systems Committee? Or would we like to make some changes, additions, whatever to this?
Katie, there's one thing I'd like to add. It was brought up and discussed, too, that there might be tasks that the council would assign us also.
Mm-hmm.
We would be looked at as the investigating body for the council. If they had questions that would come up about transportation, then they could refer it to our committee, and, you know, we could gather that information to present it to the council. So we're kind of an extension of, you know, that group would be an extension of the council in that respect.
I like that. That's good wording. Investigating body for the council.
Hind and Redmond are also working on a transportation system. Would you connect with them in some way?
Possibly. I don't know. You know, at this point, but the committee not being established yet.
It would mainly be Lapine then?
Well, the committee would be basically, you know, from Lapine, but I'm sure we'll do some brainstorming and that sort of thing, and I don't know if that would be useful to meet with other communities. Maybe that would be something we'd come up with. I don't know.
Might save reinventing the wheel in some areas.
Getting on to trying to understand what the committee would be doing, so that from my understanding is that it would adopt mission and goals and policies, and then we would adopt ordinances to support those eventually.
Well, the committee itself, my understanding of it, we would develop our missions and goals and all those sort of things, but that would come before the council for, that everything would be approved through you as to what we were going to actually do.
Yeah, it's a council committee. The committee would make recommendations to the council. Nothing is finalized unless the council approves it. Is that what?
Yeah, I guess because the look that I have is that, so it's kind of like a long range, like a vision almost setting type of thing. So I was just wondering, what is it based on? If it's based on the vision that is in the existing comp plan, that makes sense. Am I understanding it right?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, there are. It would probably, the comp plan is kind of general. I mean, it doesn't go into any kind of specific, identifying any kind of specific needs or any of those sort of things. And the committee would look into you know, if there was a real need, immediate need, that would be addressed. That would be brought before the council. But there's still, overall, I mean, we're talking all facets of transportation, right. Not just one little portion of it.
Right.
The TSP plan is another extension from the comprehensive plan that we'll be looking at probably in the next year or two,
mm-hmm.
which is a process that we are now using the counties, and it will probably evolve into that process, wouldn't you think?
Well, it looks to me like that's what this committee actually would be doing, would be
gearing up for that.
Yeah, doing all the research that we need to make the decisions that we need
for
our transportation system
plan. Yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm sorry, I don't remember, did we actually decide at a prior meeting that we do want to establish this committee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
And I just have a lousy memory. I have to have these things in front of me so that I can reread them like minutes or whatever and know what we actually did. Was that what you remember, Councilor Ward?
I attended the last Planning Commission meeting, and this was discussed. The transportation forming this committee that we discussed at the last Planning Commission meeting. This is the first time it's hit the council. My personal opinion is, if you want to form a committee, I have no objection to it. It would have to be an extremely long-range look at what kind of transportation we want, we need, we can afford, so forth and so on. This is not something that would happen very soon. It would be more like very later than anything else. There's a couple of other problems in front of something like this. But it's a good idea, because what you can do is you can assemble all the information, what the people in town need, what they want, what they're willing to pay for, and put it in a packet so that it can be looked at down the road, and then we won't have to do it over again. We'll do it once, and then we won't have to do it twice.
Okay, the council actually creates the committee.
They're asking for permission to create a committee.
Yeah, they're asking us to create the committee for them.
The impression I got was they're asking for permission to create the committee on these guidelines on the bottom of page number one. That's my understanding.
What I got in a discussion with Jeremy this afternoon is that the council creates the committee. It's a council committee.
If that's the opinion of the city attorney, then that's fine too.
Yeah.
Well, we did work up a makeup of the committee,
uh-huh.
and that was to be looked at.
Yeah, that's what we have in front of us, is their suggestions of the makeup of the committee. So, and that's on the first page at the bottom of the memorandum. So has everyone read that, and do you like that recommendation?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I kind of understood the planning commission would put the committee together also. But
that's what I got too.
Yeah, that's...
Well, couldn't they do that at your direction and then present that to the council?
The utilities committee, the council appointed those people. They're always appointed by council. We've got the recommendations from Ted Scholler, and the council made the appointments. So, you can... So what's in front of us now is... Do we agree with the suggested makeup of the committee? And the Planning Commission, Jeremy said this afternoon, if we want to get started on this, we can direct Luana to initiate the application process. And, I'm sure she would be working with Jeremy to do that too until we get this down better. But the Planning Commission can certainly make recommendations of individuals that they would like to have on that committee. In fact, I'm sure we would like to see that. It's hard to find volunteers.
Madam Mayor, why don't we ask the Planning Commission to give us the suggestions of who they would like to have and go from there?
Right. You can, like I said, we would welcome all of that. And the procedure, I'm sure, would have to be the same as we did for the Utilities Committee. We need to advertise for it because it is a public committee, a city committee. But all the better if, you know, certainly if the Planning Commission has individuals in mind, tell them to contact the city and get an application after Luana has them ready.
With the utilities, because I thought Ted kind of said people he had spoken to had agreed to be on it.
He did, and then we also advertised.
And then after that, they filled out applications.
Well, we advertised, and those people filled out applications, okay. And I don't know if we had anyone else.
They were directed to go to Ted.
So that would work very well.
Yeah. I can use the same process.
Yeah. Which was your idea, no?
Okay. So, everyone likes the suggested makeup of a 5-member committee? Councilor Banner?
Yes.
You like that? Okay.
Yes.
Councilor McAfee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it McAfee or McCaffey?
You want a bowl of Mac?
No, just, okay, so we are in concurrence that the recommended committee makeup is good. And I would envision in putting together the application, you would probably discuss with Jeremy. Well, first of all, let's go back to the council here. The typical tasks that are suggested by the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission says they should include those items 1 through 7. Does anyone have anything they would like to add to that or change? Clarify anything? Okay. So I would suggest that we instruct staff to go ahead and initiate the application process. If everyone's in concurrence with that, they can Luana would discuss this with Jeremy, how best to write up the application, the things to include in it, and Jeremy or the Planning Commission in the interim might even, while this is being worked on, might even come up with some more suggestions of what the typical tasks might be. DMC might come up with some more suggestions. I would suggest running that by DMC when you're putting the application together. I think they'd be a valuable source in helping us determine what the task should be for this committee.
for the process to come back to the council, or do you want it to go ahead and be...
What Jeremy said was, if we can agree on the kind of things that we want in there, was to have you initiate the application process, and he can elaborate on that. So I'm sure he meant to have you consult with him,
okay,
and determine further steps. It's just to initiate the process. And if Jeremy will know if there's anything we need to finalize on that, other than just appointing the committee.
Any suggestions on how long you would like this process to run? No.
How long did you do for the utility committee? A
couple of weeks. We had to advertise for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I agree with Councilor Ward's assessment that this isn't going to be a hurry-up, get-her-thrown-together thing. So I would suggest working with Jeremy to finalize the task list and the details of the composition of the committee, because you're going to have all of that for the application anyway, and bring it back to the council for pending approval.
My suggestion is that you make a generic committee application, and then having a cover sheet on the specific committee, so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be setting up committees for however long, forever, how long the city exists, yeah. And, I'm not sure if this will show up on next week's agenda, because we have a lot going on. So.
Yes, may I ask a question? Would it be the city at large, county at large, all people from Deschutes County? Who can sit on that?
The recommendations from the Planning Commission are one member should come from each of the city's neighborhoods as shown on the proposed comprehensive plan map.
Just that.
For a total of three. There are three different neighborhoods there. One of the members should be from the Chamber of Commerce. One of the members should be a city planning commissioner. No more than two members of the committee can live outside of the city limits. Okay. And some of those could overlap, just depends on how the figures all work out. So if you have a Chamber of Commerce member who lives in one of the three neighborhoods, then you have two of the... I don't know how you would do that. Maybe that person wouldn't represent the Chamber of Commerce, and you'd have to get another one.
It depends on who the applicants are, maybe, too.
Yeah.
Did that address the non-voting members?
The ex officio members. One member of the City Council and one member of Deschutes County Transportation Advisory Group. And then regular invitees, which will include Key City, Deschutes County, School District, and ODOT staff. And obviously these are always public meetings, and they'll be noticed, and agendas will be posted. I saw someone else. Yes, sir.
For the Planning Commission and these committees that you're talking about, the people, if you have more applicants than you have positions, what criterion are you going to use to choose? What I'm concerned about is we are going to get into a girl boy fight, are we?
Well, I certainly hope not, but gosh,
this is...
You know, we went through that with... Yes.
I think, number one, you probably won't run into that problem. We've never been able to get enough volunteers before as it is. Secondly, I believe that the chair of the planning commission will be the one that's going to select who he feels is the most capable of the group and then recommend that to the city council. And then we would have the opportunity to either accept that or reject it. And I think we all have enough confidence in the planning commission to accept what they're going to offer to us as members on this committee.
But that's an excellent question, and in fact, I think you should find out from Jeremy. There should be a process for the unlikely event that we do have more than five people coming forward.
I have no idea.
Can I get your name and address just for the record, please?
I'm sorry, I forgot to do that. Pat Murphy, 51427 Cedar Road.
Thank you. Wait, any other public comments or questions on that? Council, anything more? Let me know if I left anything out or didn't give opportunity to consider anything. This actually was more like a work session than a regular meeting, but we needed this because these are things that we needed to get to work on, get our minds drawn and see where we're going with them and everything. And it's been almost a full hour, so if we had tied that into an otherwise scheduled meeting, I would have added another hour to that meeting. So what are you thinking?
Sorry. I can't help it.
That's good. All right then. If everyone's clear on that, Luana, you clear on the direction? We move on to other matters. The only thing we have is 8A, the bills and invoices, which was removed from item 5A. And Adele, you had some concerns with that?
Questions? Yeah, I have a little concern is that given the scrutiny of the lawyer's bill, I feel, I'm not sure if I have seen this. That process needs to be established where we can review the bills before we okay them.
That's hard to do.
I know it's hard to do.
Very hard to do because we tried to do that and we ended up paying them late and then we had late fees and it just didn't work.
So what sort of process are you suggesting?
Unless there's certain ones.
Well, I think we could start with the attorney's bill. Because, you know, essentially we're approving it without seeing the item C. I mean, we do have a fiduciary responsibility here.
These bills, it has been stated with previous counselors, which you're probably not aware of, these are just the standard monthly bills. Basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there isn't anything really out of the ordinary in here that we're not paying otherwise.
I'd like to comment on that. I don't know about other counselors when they sign checks to pay bills, but I would hope that they do the same thing that I do and don't sign any single check without looking at the statement that's under it and being sure that everything matches up. And being sure that you're satisfied with what you're signing to, and then another counselor signs off on it too, or maybe you're the second one. But when Luana brings those to me, which is not every time, because sometimes it'll be two other counselors who sign the checks, I look at each and every one, make sure that the check is going for what it should, and sometimes I even ask Luana if something seems a little bit out of, gosh, why was this so high or whatever, before I sign that bill. When she brings the attorney bills to me, I thumb through them and just take a look and see if everything matches up with what I remember that we did, and so on. I would hope that any other counselor that is also signing a check to pay for it is doing the same thing. That's why we have two.
I've never seen it detailed. I think I've only signed once or twice for legal fees, but it's been more like a bill. It isn't out like what is the basic fee and what are the phone calls and the extra work and other things that go into it.
Oh, whenever.
Is there a flat fee that he has paid and then other things are added to it?
No, it's an hourly fee.
Okay, so I've never.
She may not have seen it. Even signed one of those checks.
She may not
have one.
Because every time I've signed them, the entire attorney bill, which is several pages long, is in that stack.
So I guess the practice that has been established is between me and Doug's
sign. Well, I'm usually called maybe once a month to sign checks, and I always look at them to see what they're for. If there's a question, I ask. I think the important thing is if you look at the profit and loss calculations that you give us every meeting, just under attorney fees through the month of December, we've only exhausted 38% of our budgeted amount for attorney fees. So just by looking at that, you know right there that we're under budget.
Well, that's a good thing.
And that's good. You know, whether that'll stay the same or not for the next couple of months, who knows.
I think we're on to kind of a good thing here is that, so we've established that, I guess Barbara and I don't see the bills. So.
Well, usually, it just depends. There's lots of factors. It depends on when the bookkeeper writes the checks, who's available, how soon they need to go out. If they need to go out quickly, I run them over to Kitty and have her sign them, and I'll countersign them and get them out. So we don't have those late charges or whichever. And
so now, it just ended that... I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to approve it until I go through the bill.
That's your problem.
Yeah, and that's what brings her a very good question, I think. Mm-hmm. And when you get your agenda packet, hopefully more than 2 or 3 days ahead of the meeting, and we're going to get back to that. That's why I commented earlier on how I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to the agendas and what goes on them so that staff has the time that they need to work on the things that they need to, so that agendas with the agenda items will be coming out on, what is it, the Thursday before the Wednesday meeting. And you will have in your agenda packets this same thing, the check detail that we have. And then if you look at that on Thursday or Friday or whatever and think, I wonder about this, you can come down to City Hall or call and ask or have the one to scan a copy of whatever you're questioning and send it to you. You can always take a look at what it is that we're asking to get approved at the meetings. Always can take a look at any of the background to any of that before the meeting. So, yeah, good questions. And is there another way you would rather do it that you think?
I think I think that let's try that one when it comes out, and then I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
It does not work. I swear, it does not work trying to pre-approve the bills before you pay them. It's just cumbersome. It just doesn't work.
Well,
to get them paid in a timely fashion.
And I think that you did identify the fact that Barbara and I don't sign any of the expenditure bills then.
No.
You can sign them. No, I know we haven't. It's been a practice, Dad.
Oh.
You know, the same counselors, because I guess matter of convenience or whatever. So you have to keep that in mind when we go ahead and do the checks.
We can spread it around.
I
said I was available, but I thought that Luana wasn't going to take checks to you anymore, do you find? That we were going to come into the office.
Normally she doesn't, unless, like she said, that's a real hurry-up thing and she can get something signed and there's, you don't know what else to do it.
Yeah, because I am available most all the time.
Yeah, I thought you were still doing that.
Maybe every 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, maybe the two of you should get back on that. Did you have a schedule, or you were calling Barbara and letting her know?
Yes, you signed payroll. Come down, sign payroll.
And that's
okay. You know, we both signed checks last week.
Right.
Yeah. And I have no problem signing checks. If you would rather call Adele to sign the checks instead of me, that's fine with me. It's all right. However you want to do it, if you would, like to do it, I'm sure we can work it out somehow. So you can come down and sign the checks, and then you'll be able to see exactly what's being paid out. So you could call Adele before you call me if you want. The reason why I was being called every month is because I'm like Barbara. We were to go. Too cold to go anywhere. Can't afford to go to Hawaii. So, I'm sitting around.
And I kind of like it when you guys come down and sign checks, because then I don't get disturbed in my work day. I just keep on working away.
What I understood is that you didn't want to suffer.
But once in a while, like I say, we do have to get something out.
And I only bit her head off once for coming by early in the morning when I was so busy.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Well.
Adele, does that address your concerns? All right. So you're okay then to...
Well, no, I haven't seen it yet.
So, does that change
your decision?
Oh, I see. You don't want to approve this one?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to back up my brain a little bit.
Maybe it could be made available. How do you lock it all up after... you look at it, so if we come down and want to see it, then you need to be here and...
Yeah, she would have to be there, because I wouldn't have the keys to that file.
So...
Do you want to look at everything on the check detail, or is there just...
The attorney's fees. That's the only thing that's in question. That's been brought up time and time again.
Is that something you could do before we close the meeting? If Luana would come down and get a copy? So that we can still approve it at this meeting? Or is it necessary to have it approved at this meeting?
It isn't necessary.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll just approve it next week.
Okay. All right. Good questions. So, anyone else? Any concerns, questions on that item? The bills and invoices and how that's handled?
No. No.
And if you come up with something later at a different meeting, don't be afraid to say so. Like Adele did. All right then. three, we'll move on to public comments for items not on the agenda. Anyone?
Yeah, my name's Loretta Murphy, and my address is Post Office Box 4221, La Pine. And there's two things I would like to address to the council. The first one is regarding the bid process that the City of La Pine uses when they're putting out proposals for bids. And just so you know, I do have some background in this, doing working with a company that does underground infrastructure, working with bids that started anywhere from $20,000 and go up to $62 million. So I'm very familiar with how the bidding process works. In particular, what drew my attention to this was when the bids for snow plowing went out in the city. On a fluke, someone came and said something. I was actually at a meeting, and they said that the bids had gone out for snow plowing in La Pine. They made a comment to someone else. Long story short, a lot of people didn't know about it, and then I started to look into it. And what I found out was the bids, the proposal went out late on a Monday night via internet and was closed Friday at 5 p.m. And I guess the comment that I have is, one, on a complex bid like that where you want, A, to get the best price for the taxpayers and the biggest bang for your buck in this city, on something that ends up spending tens of thousands of dollars, guaranteed at the end of any big winter, I don't feel that 3 days basically is enough time for contractors. I actually personally talked to two who said they had no way they could propose, put a bid in, and meet the standards that were listed, and I read it. And one of the items were that you wanted these contractors to tell you about the equipment they had and then give an estimate of how many hours it would take them to complete these different sections. And of course, there was two big problems with that. Is one is 1 inch of snow or 7 inches of snow is a big difference, which makes it very hard to even guesstimate, you know, what your time frame would be. But most of them take an average and say, let's say an average of 3 to 4 inches before you'd call for plowing. So they'll make an estimate on each section based on that. But you'd have to go out and drive sections if you don't know the city, you know, really well. So there were numerous people who did not even have time to bid with only 3 days. And secondly, the next comment that I have is that when bids come in, I think that the perception of integrity is absolutely critical to the city when you want to get good contractors to come in and do the work. And I think in order to do that, you have to have sealed bids. It's the only way you're ever going to have the perception of integrity in a bidding process. That when these bids come in, if it's 5 o'clock Friday, the 12th is cut off, all those bids should come in, remain sealed, and all be opened at the same time. Because it's a level playing field. Not that anybody's saying anything wrong has happened, but I think the perception of legitimacy in a bidding process as the city moves forward is very critical. Small bids or large bids, it's still a perception of integrity and the way the city does business. So that's my first thing. Second thing is to welcome the new counselor and to say to him, when I read the article in the Ben Bulletin, I thought it was very nice. And I was very happy to see that you have as a goal getting a city manager. I think for the city it's very critical. I think there's never going to be a better time or a greater pool of candidates out there than right now. The pool of candidates that are available now for these positions that have experience, that have degrees, I just think it's an opportunity that you might really seriously, you know, say, let's start to move forward on this. Because getting a city manager also would take a lot of the day-to-day things, off the plate of the mayor, out of, you know, the realm of having to pick up things here and there, because there would be leadership, there'd be a person in a position of authority to probably make a lot of decisions that have to be spread all over the place now. But the biggest thing is the pool of talent that's available now is absolutely, you know, incredible. And I just wanted to make the statement that I really think it's a great time. And when I read the article where you said that, I just thought, you know, I would love to see the city move forward on that at this time. I think it's a great opportunity to do so and get a really talented, experienced candidate that, frankly, you might not be able to have gotten 4 years ago or 3 years from now, who will be available now at a price the city can afford.
And Mrs. Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to address your concerns on the snow removal. I'm the one that's in charge of the snow contracts and awarding a contract for the snow. First off, we have to apologize because we were extremely late in getting it done for a number of reasons. So we had to hurry the process. We did put out the bids. We received three bids from three different contractors, all at the same price, all with the same equipment, so there was no problem. We only selected two to do everything that had to be done within the city because one contractor did not have the proper liability or auto insurance. So we were advised by our legal staff that we couldn't. So we will, I promise you, be doing this sooner next year. We will get it done in the summer, because I'm still going to be in charge of it, and I will see that it gets done in a timely fashion and that the bids are let out early enough so that everybody will have the opportunity to bid on. Your second comment, the city manager, we are working on a city manager at this present time. It is on our agenda. The problem is we cannot hire a city manager until July 1st, of this year. We did not budget for a city manager in our budget. So, unless they want to work for free. So, we are committed to look at the city manager position, to write the guidelines for, I've already done a major survey of other cities, five other cities, like size to us, who have city managers. I've got their qualifications, their job descriptions. The only thing I haven't received is a compensation package. We are looking at it. The question is, come July, do we have enough things for a city manager to do to justify the expense of having one? Right now, we only have one department that a city manager could do it for, actually two, writing grants and supervising the snowmobile process, the snow removal process. If next July, and we are going to decide this month what projects we have to have in place between now and then, if we need a city manager at that time, we will have one. If we don't need one, then I won't support it.
You know, I think it's a matter also of, you know, kind of centralizing all the different things, as well as wouldn't they also be in charge of any city staff? A lot of the decisions, the day-to-day decisions that probably go to the mayor now to have to make, a lot of those things. I mean, wouldn't that all be in the purview of a city manager?
Well, of course, but you know, the job of the city manager is to manage the duties of the city. We only have two duties right now. That's all we have. We only have two things for a city manager to manage. To justify a $75,000 a year expense, we need more for the city manager to do. We are working on that. We are all submitting at the next meeting recommendations for projects that have to be done between now and July 1st. If those projects if we're able to do this project, we'll probably need a city manager. If we're not able to do those projects, we might not. But we can't make that decision until we decide what's going to be there. Now, we have agreed that the first beginning of February, we will have a decision on proceeding forth with getting a city manager. We have allowed 5 months for selecting, interviewing, advertising, looking for a city manager. If we decide we're going to need one, we'll know that in first February.
Yeah, John, one of the things that I think is that a lot of, I would imagine there'd be a reasonable percentage of the legal fees that for the day-to-day phone calls and constant asking, you know, about the minutia of every day, the day-to-day running of the city, an experienced city manager, hopefully like with an MBA, would probably cut that legal bill by 30%.
We've actually had this discussion.
Well, I saw the results of it, but I think now the numbers are a little questionable when you look at what was being done at different times on that.
We actually had a presentation from the Bend city manager from last meeting. No, 2 meetings.
I think it was two meetings ago.
December 9th. Yeah, and one of the things that he told us was that every single thing that they do, every single decision that they make goes through the financial and the legal filter. Mm-hmm. He said that it's on the recording. That's exactly what he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said he made a lot of decisions on his own and he went to a couple of
decisions
on big things.
Absolutely. There are but anyway, they don't do anything. That's just the routine, the kind of decisions that he makes. And that happens here. Routine decisions are made. Anyway, he also made it clear that a manager is not a replacement for an attorney.
Oh, I don't think that's never going to be the case in the operation of a city for liability reasons, not just legal reasons. But I'm just saying that on you, how many decisions a day or how many interruptions a day or how many calls a day do you get for city matters that having someone who could make a decision and have that authority, that's one of my points, is having a central line of authority where many decisions could be made in a central place. That's kind of part of the whole thing.
It is. And go ahead. This discussion of the city manager wasn't on the agenda today, but when Doug was saying his opinion, it's his opinion, and it's really not shared by every member of the council. So I know we don't have enough time so that we can all expound and say what we're thinking, because you know your questions were raised by members of the council. And so then we can have like a rounded discussion, and I think it's better in that form rather than just to have this one opinion, one way discussion.
And we will be continuing that discussion at 5 o'clock, January the 13th, in a work session. So you might like to come and
I would love to, but just for a lot of us, this time of night is just almost impossible with my work, the work that I do. So it's very rare that I can, although I have been reading the minutes of every meeting and as they come out, following them, gone back and read them pretty much, so I stay current with what's going on.
Right. And another thing that has come out of our discussions, and you know, some of us have been aware of it for a long time, simply because we've been here longer, is that we have very high attorney fees because we are a startup city and we have things that we are doing that a manager wouldn't be doing. Some of the background stuff, perhaps a manager would take some of the work off of the attorney, but every single thing that we're working on that we put in place is ultimately reviewed, scrutinized, gone over by the attorney. And as we're working through those things and getting ordinances and resolutions and policies and procedures in place, the attorney bill will fall. It'll drop. We're not exactly, there's not a city in Oregon that you can compare us to, because no other than Damascus. I don't know what their attorney bills are, but but you know, I'm sure they have a lot of that stuff going on too. And we all anticipate that our attorney bills will get lower and lower as time goes by, as we don't have to, as we get certain things in place and don't have to do that same thing again.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. My three meetings I've been here. Judy Keller, 14195 Whitewater Loop. You're doing that. You're getting things that don't have to be done over and over and over. You're really doing good getting streamlined in here.
The snowplow process was a prime example. It's now set up, ready to go for next year.
That's huge. It's minor in a sense, but it's huge.
And that's one of the things that Jeremy is working on, is getting all of these templates in place for us so that and processes, so that once we go through it once, we'll have the format, the guideline, the process guideline, and we won't have to rely on him to walk us through it every time. But we do need that for the first time, every time we go, for everything we go through. So. Anyone else?
I'm Vicki Jackson, 17346 Meek Court. You know, I was thinking about Adele's question about approving the bills, and if the city stays on meeting every 2 weeks, it seems like you would be able to get your minutes approved, the checks approved. I mean, because if you're doing a check run every 2 weeks, I don't know how often you do it, but you would be able to stay on task and get the minutes posted to the website, because I believe, I don't know if it's in the public records or the public meetings law, you're not supposed to be more than 3 weeks on your minutes past due. I believe I read that somewhere and I have to look it up, because what you're running is more than a month, and especially for people to try to stay attuned to what's happening in the city and you want more participation, I think that would be a way that you could stay up to date on it.
That what would be a way to stay up to date?
If you're meeting like the second and fourth Wednesday, then every time, like today, you're going to not approve the minutes, you're going to have it go to the meeting on the 13th. If every 2 weeks you meet, if every 2 weeks you approve minutes and do your checks, it would be a way, because you're coming in anyway.
So that's what we strive to do.
Right. And the other thing, as far as the city manager, I know you're looking into that. You don't have any money in the budget. But right now, the city attorney is acting kind of like your city manager. You're having them draw up the application. You're having them write things. You're having them do motions. You're having to do a lot of things that if you did have a city manager with experience, you would definitely cut down. I know you still, of course, need an attorney.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to decide, is just how much a city manager or administrator, anyone in that position,
right,
could cut down on that. That's what we're studying now.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Lori Fleming, 5066 Sioux Deer Forest Drive. As somebody that's attended meetings from before the city even started, and has attended almost every meeting, it's nice to see a few people here for a change. I'm glad to see people are coming. I wish they'd been here a couple years ago when we were really, struggling. Jeremy B. Green, our attorney, I know that the city council had a hard time making a decision on who they were going to pick, and there were apprehensions. But I will say there has been a real trust built between Jeremy and the city. He was in a learning process in the beginning, but he's really caught on, and he's done a very good job. He has put in many, many hours that were unpaid, and nobody is aware of that. But, I know because I've been here and I've seen him when he has not charged the city. As far as, I would like to address the minutes thing. I used to do the minutes the first 6 months. I did the minutes as a volunteer, and I checked into it, and it was over a month. A lot of the cities, it was well over a month before their minutes were put out. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think Patty's doing a pretty good job.
Well, it's not just
redoing it, and then they've got to go through some reviews.
But it is a long process. It's very detailed, and it's a lot of work. I really have a strong opinion about a city manager. We had one. And I cannot see that it did the city one bit of good to have a city manager. I would like to see a study as to what services... The main ones that seem to have a concern that I can see are the Chamber of Commerce. And I would like to know what services the Chamber of Commerce is not receiving that they were receiving when they had the city manager. I'd like to look at, you know, those kinds of things as to identifying what is not being done versus what was being done when we did have a city manager. I did not see a lightening of the load. I saw a lot more work for a lot of people within the city when we did have a city manager. And that's all I have to say.
Yes.
Okay.
McAfee.
Is that we're a council manager form of government, so we're bound by that unless we're going to change it in the charter.
You don't have a charter at this point.
No, that's right. Unless we change it through the charter, we're council manager. This was discussed before, and that currently that there's not an expressed administrative authority that the mayor has, and that history in the prior mayors, that they have taken up that administrative role. And so Kitty does not have that time, and so, and then we're expanding Luana's duties as... So it's kind of like there is an administrative hole that needs to be filled.
Right.
So we're in a difficult situation, but we're still bound by that council manager, not unless we're going to change it to, the mayor-type government, which that would be a paid position and having an office here at City Hall. And
yeah, it would have to be elective.
Right,
we would have to be elected.
So,
and there's not much of that in Oregon. I think there are three paid mayors in Oregon.
Not many.
It doesn't happen often. I'd like to, if you were finished.
You have been out here.
We do have a council manager form of government, but the manager can also be read to be administrator, and Luana is our administrator, so... You know, we do have,
right,
we're not doing anything wrong. We just might have too much of a workload. And that's what we
it's not organized like that because, you know, here we are, we're still discussing the city manager thing. But she has limited authority. So,
right.
So So we're in a hard place.
Yeah, and we're working through it.
We'll get out of it.
That's the good news. We are working through it. Yes, sir.
That's okay.
Go on.
Just been sitting there all evening, so looking so interested. All right. Anyone else?
I have a question.
Okay, and your name again for the...
Pat Murphy, 51427 Cedar Road.
Thank you.
I'm not used
That's
to
okay,
that.
I keep forgetting to ask, too.
There's constant reference to staff. How many people are on staff? Two. You're one? Are your duties or what you do within the government system clearly defined, or is it kind of amorphous?
No, they have job descriptions.
Okay. Yeah. I was curious how many people you had and what they did.
That took a while. Yeah, it did take a while. And you're welcome to read the job descriptions. You can come in and ask for a copy, and if...
Do a record request.
You have to have a records request and get a copy of that.
Okay.
Yes.
Pam Cosmo, 51427 Cedar Road, just to get, like, we already know that thing. We're getting here, but anyway. I'm just a member of the public, but I too wanted to send my welcoming to Councilman Greiner. And it's nice to see a full staff, you know, at the table. And and my thoughts on one additional thing that I think the city manager did, or basically was, she would, because I'm a member of CAG, and I'm also a member of the Grange, and she would reach out to our groups, you know, which was nice. And you know, could kick around, you know, ideas on a more informal kind of a basis, because it didn't necessarily have to, you know, you didn't have to tell your name and address and your phone number, whatever. you know, it was just more informal. You could talk like a regular person, and you know, and that was nice. And I think that and it's also nice, Councilman Hedges and Councilor
McAfee
also came to our CAG meeting, you know, was it last week or week before or something. Anyway, that was nice. I mean, you can all reach out to us, and we can, and that's why I'm here, I guess. I'm reaching out to you, it's just to have a networking kind of thing, so we're all aware of what each other's all doing. And so whether you all did that individually, or whether you had a city manager who more or less took that on as a responsibility, you know, to network with all the different...
Well, and I know that there was more city visibility when we had a city manager. There was just one more person, you know.
Yeah, and people, it was more like it was, somebody was more accessible, you know, to maybe be there in the office, or that you could run into at a meeting somewhere or other, you know.
Well, that's good anyway.
And that was just a good feeling. It felt like somebody was holding down the court, and you know, you could count on it.
Yeah, and you're not the only one to have expressed that. We've heard that. So
okay,
thank you for that. No, I'm you know, glad to hear it again. These are all the kinds of things that we need to hear. Dan.
Hi, Dan Blackwood, Executive Director for the Chamber. I just can't not respond to Gloria's comment, because the Chamber has never formally taken a stand either way on the
It's just
an issue. So I just, and I really believe more comments have come from outside the chamber than within, you know. So it is true that I and several people would like to see us have a manager. It's not for the service the chamber would get, it's for the good of the community and for the growing up of the city and moving forward a little more rapidly than we have, and to kind of coming to a place of being effective and efficient and you know, we just believe, I believe, and a lot of other people do that are in the chamber and are not in the chamber, that we would be better off to have more coordination, be able to move more consistently toward our goals, get a charter of our own, do those things that are already set out as priorities and goals at some level, and move along and not have to spend so many times with the minutia, things that could be taken care of with, you know, procedurally, you know. And I know we're building it, we've talked about it all, but I just kind of wanted to correct that the chamber isn't the one that's the big push on this. We do think it'd be beneficial, but we've never polled our members or anything to see if the chamber really wants that. A lot of us in the leadership of the chamber do think it's best, but, you know, so I just kind of wanted to, you know,
okay.
That a little
bit. Okay, that's fine. But this has been more like a town hall meeting than a...
Well, that's been, I think that's a very healthy thing. Yeah. Communication is the other thing that I feel would be beneficial to have with a city manager, is somebody that will communicate on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of growth in that in the last 6 months on the council, and thank you so much for that.
Thank
and again,
you.
I want to thank Don for coming on board. He's been willing to give up his evenings and a lot of other time to volunteer. You guys are all volunteers, and I imagine I do appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you for that. All right. Anyone else, or shall we move on to? All right. Let's move on to staff comments. Item number 10. Juana.
Did you want to report on the letter that came out today?
Oh, you know what? It really doesn't matter whether I do that or you do. You just look like you're so ready to do this.
Except I forgot to bring one with me.
Oh,
well. So I'll let you do it. I have other stuff.
Okay.
Okay. I handed out Deschutes Water Lines meeting.
You have it in front of you. It's scheduled for February 11th. If anybody's interested in that. Also, I handed out, just for your information, the disaster plan for the City Hall recovery of records. That's usually something that that the council would direct to the recorder to do, is to implement a disaster plan for records recoveries in case of a fire, flood, avalanche, earthquake, volcanoes, anything. And the reasoning behind that is to be able to take a situation and have City Hall back up and running within a day or two. I have taken, I wasn't asked to do this, I just did it. It needed to be done. Over the past 6 to 8 months, I've worked with Tony DeBone somewhat. Since day one of my employment with the city, I have had this on my mind and have worked towards it. And this plan explains how it works. And it's in place. So I'm pretty confident that if City Hall burns or there's a flood and yada, 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 that we could recover our city records, the important ones, and keep on trucking.
Whoa, great. Mm. Well, that deserves some applause.
Yeah. I think that was all I had.
Oh, there you go.
I think just a reminder, if you have your qualifications and skills and things you would like to see if the city decides to go forward with the city manager, just have a list of those things, or you know, one or two items, or whatever you think is important for that. If you could have that to City Hall by this Thursday, that would be really helpful.
Okay.
For the next discussion.
Great. Council comments.
I have no committee meetings in the last 3 weeks. But Patty pretty much said what I was going to say. All of us here need to be reminded to bring our top four projects to be done between now and July 1st, so we can start on them on the meeting of the 13th, so that we can move forward with city manager duties, charter, everything that we need to get done, so that we can implement everything in a proper, timely fashion. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Councilor Brenner.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for their good wishes. I hope I can live up to the expectations of everybody. And I'd like to make one point about city manager. My big problem with hiring a city manager immediately is I don't believe that the city manager should be telling us what his job description is. I think it's up to us to come up with a job description. And along with that, we had city manager from Bend here, and while he was here, he told us about a range rider program where retired city managers are available to come in and help a city like us set up the necessary needs that we have for a city manager. And there's a gentleman by the name of Roger Jordan who is the range rider for this area, and I would certainly like to see the council try to get in touch with him and see if he could come down or if we could meet with him in some way and he could kind of help us through this progress of hiring a manager. I really think we need one. However, I want a manager to know what his duties are. I've been in the process of hiring people through my previous work, and we always had a three-person interview, and we all had questions, but before the interview, every person we interviewed had a job description. He knew exactly what was expected of him when he walked through the door if he went to work, and I feel that that's what we need to do before we hire a city manager. I don't want anybody to think I'm against it. I just want to make certain that we know where we're going and make certain we get there in the most expeditious way we can. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I'm sure you'll be repeating all of that at our work session next week, I'm sure.
I guess.
Or we can just take it off the recording and play it back. Councilor Hedges.
I haven't had any meetings, of course, all week, but somebody had called me with a question, and I referred them to the office, and it was last Wednesday, and Luana wasn't here. She was on vacation. And I would request that we be notified some way so that when we tell somebody to call the office for information, that they aren't going to wait 5 days to have it taken care of. So that's one thing that I'm requesting.
Is it on our calendar?
No, she...
It was just one day.
Yes, oh. But it was at the beginning of a long weekend. And when we refer somebody here, like you said, staff can answer questions, and I say she's in the office, then anyway, I would like to have the council notified. The other thing is, has anything been done on the speed limit on Huntington? Where does that stand?
That will be done this spring. They only do those in the springtime.
You have to do an analysis of some sort.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. They couldn't do it going into winter.
Because the 40-mile-an-hour sign has been knocked down, and it's...
I'm sure now that's not the only sign that's been knocked over.
Now they're going 55 down to 30.
I will call the county and report that, and I'll go out and fix the sign.
Okay, and what is happening with BioGreen? Are they still talking? We haven't had any update on that either.
I don't. That information should come from Leggy.
Yeah, and I.
And I'm not real sure.
The last I heard was they haven't been hearing from BioGreen. Nobody knows anything.
Leggy,
they were so vocal before.
At the last Leggy meeting that I attended, they were still waiting for final approval from the county on their permit process, and that they had anticipated that it would be done and they would start construction in the spring of this year. That's the last thing that was told to me at the last meeting.
So we were at a hearing, and
that was sort of that part of it, but then there was more to it.
I believe there was another text amendment that was going to need to be done or something, but nothing has been finalized on any of that, so I don't know where
they're at. Another thing for the training we're going to have with LLC, who does the agenda for that? Do they just have a standard one, or do we tell them what we want, or... how does that go?
Well, they do the agenda, but we do also let them know what our needs are.
Okay.
And it isn't going to be a meeting. It's going to be kind of a class.
It's a training. But they tailor it to what?
Okay, so do we give input on this, or how does that work?
They would like to know, I understand.
Sure.
How do we do that?
Well, she... kind of has an idea of what we want. We can send it to you and see if that's what you want discussed. If you want more,
they just need to know of what they're going to do, because I think we have specific things that we need help on, and to see that it's on there.
We did that in one of our
It was in one of them.
But you can go ahead and resend it.
Can I respond to that? I do have that February 16th meeting date set. I do have a place to have it, which is not at the Senior Center. So don't plan on going there. But I have not confirmed it with League of Oregon Cities. That was one of her open dates. She's been on vacation for 2 weeks, and she was supposed to be back today, but she was sick today, so I still haven't been able to confirm. And until I confirm with her, I really don't want to bet that information. Yeah, they'll come down and give a class on anything you want. So it's just a matter of getting the information.
And then that makes me wonder, are you getting your email? Because I know you were having problems with it.
All of a sudden, I got about 3 dozen dumped on me.
And,
they were the meeting that I went to that was not held. Adele had emailed me about something, and there was a meeting with ODOT, something you wanted set up.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it just...
At the last meeting.
And it's not my computer because I have another computer that doesn't get anything either.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere in outer space there's some...
The stars are lined up.
Little somebody who's grabbing all my email. But I'm the only one that's happening to. Did you get yours, Doug? You've gotten all
my my secretary says that everything's coming through just fine and dandy.
Yeah, because I had like
so we have
all of a sudden.
Instead of a Bermuda Triangle, we have the Pine Triangle, and you're the only one in it.
Yeah, so the things I was supposed to respond to that I didn't do.
Well, so the reason why I asked that is, do you want Luana to send that to your city email or?
To my Quest email. I don't trust the city email.
Okay. What is your Quest email?
bhedges@q. And you can all email me. Yes.
At
q.com. Okay, and the last thing, how's the cell phone going, Luana?
As I stated the other day when you were in, I thought it was a little high, didn't cover roaming. Patty made another phone call back to them today and found out there's a cheaper plan with a few less minutes, and it does cover roaming, and so... They're going to send us information on that, so looking for better deals.
All right, so that is. And I need the code for LLC when we want to go into. Yeah.
Okay. Get that from.
I'm blocked out of everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Did you get that?
All run together, all lowercase.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a thought process.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you think it would be this is just a thought. Maybe having somebody come in and identifying our needs, either if the range rider themselves can do that. I know they can't spend any time, you know, like a week's worth of time down here. They're just not available that much. But maybe either them or somebody from League of Oregon Cities, or maybe.
Okay, you mean our training needs or
no? The city needs.
That's yeah. That was yeah.
They could be investigated. That's what I'm saying.
That's what Councilor Greiner was saying, that we should. And I
we
think
can
that
contact even find out if the time is available.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is that his first new duty?
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
No, actually, staff is supposed to coordinate all that stuff. Here we are throwing a whole bunch of things on staff again. But, you know, we have to get all this stuff taken care of and get it in place, and that's why I reiterate, let's be careful what we keep throwing on our agendas so that we don't get more than what we can handle.
Okay.
So that we don't just keep spinning our wheels on things and get started on something and then put it off to another time. But we're still having these work sessions on manager or whatever our needs are. So who knows, if you call them tomorrow, maybe what's his name, Jordan?
Roger Jordan.
Roger Jordan?
Roger Jordan.
Could in fact attend that meeting, or maybe the next one. Is that the kind of thing you were thinking, is to have him
attend? Yeah, if you find out what's available as far as his time, and if it would be advantageous for us to have him here, mm-hmm. or meet with him someplace so we can get his input.
Okay.
Incidentally, Mayor Shields, I'd like to make one more comment.
Sure.
Just so everybody knows, last week my notice appeared in the paper, and at 9 o'clock this morning I had my first phone call on official business.
Took that long?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Probably has an unlisted number.
They called my son and got my cell phone.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Who are the two snow removal people now? We weren't updated on yet. Who didn't?
I didn't hear that.
Who are the two firms who are doing snow removal?
Vic Russell and
Lapine
Equipment Company.
Okay.
And we divided it in half. One, the Lapine Equipment has the north half, Mr. Russell has the south half of the city.
They
work in conjunction with the county. When the county, the criteria is 4 inches of snow before the county will plow. And the minute they send their trucks out, they notify the two, and they all do it all at one time.
Okay.
And we're trying to call
them. Yeah, Juana does that. Did you have anything else, Councilor Hedges?
No, that's all.
Look at that. Councilor
McAfee. So on December 21st, I attended the COCO session, and that's the Central Oregon Cities Organization. And they didn't have very good news. Now, I'm not giving an opinion about Measure 66 or 67, just at the possible impact that it might have with the cities, not really good news. It said that the special session will begin on February 1st, and depending on the outcome of the Measure 66 or 67, the session could be dominated by the budget revisions. So members of the House majority have shared with the League of Oregon Cities and the Association of Oregon Counties that should the measures fail, all state expenditures are on the table, including state shared revenues.
Ouch.
That are funneled through the state and to the cities based on population.
And that's the quarterly ones that we get?
Yeah, all the revenues.
Does that include cigarette tax, liquor tax,
yes,
and gas tax?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Ouch.
So the LOC board shared their strong disapproval, and should that option come to fruition, the plan is to organize a day out of capital for all Oregon mayors and councilors.
And when could that start if it fails?
I guess, I don't know, to tell you the truth. I think in February.
Budget year, they're talking about the budget year?
Yeah. Well, February, then we'll start making the, you'll know, I guess, after the
state legislature. Well, next budget year might be.
Well, we'll have to see what happens after, what is it, 26, I believe. Yeah, Tuesday, 26.
And some people break. Is someone going to the federal allocations meeting?
Oh, I was wondering about that. I can't go.
When is that?
That's Thursday, at 1 to 3.
Yeah, I asked, we forwarded an email today.
I have a meeting that time, but.
Is that something do you think we really need to go to?
I mean, well, we don't really know a lot about it. Right? And we don't know maybe that we could.
Where is it?
In Bend.
It's in Bend, at the Senior Center on Reed Market.
Okay.
So are you going to go?
I'll have to see what I've got.
Okay, if you don't.
Thursday.
Okay, if you don't, just call me, and then I'll see if I can make it up there.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to go to the County Planning Commission. I could just spend all day in Bend.
That's a good idea.
That's easy to do.
Yes.
Once you get there, that would be great if you could do
and
that.
What time is that again?
I think it's 1 to 3.
Oh, and I have an email, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, then. Well, after a very long recess from writing city news that Luana and I were authorized and assigned to do many, many months ago, you may have noticed that we finally managed to get a city news column and the New Year greeting into the Eagle. And many, many thanks to Sandy, who kind of let us just keep pushing the deadline there and get it in at the last minute. And once I, she's been asking us to get some information and some updates from the city into the Eagle like we used to do. And it just hasn't been happening and hasn't been happening because we've been so busy. So anyway, I way back the end of November, I think it was, asked Patty and Luana to get some information gathered up for me on our accomplishments and such, and try to get this in, and been busy with a whole bunch more things. I knew the deadline was the 15th. Finally, I think it was on the 15th, I emailed Sandy and said, sorry, it's not going to happen after all, can't make it. Then later on, I learned that that wasn't really the deadline. So,
yeah, don't
tell. That's only 1 month thing, right? It was for that month. That's why I called him on. I said, can we still do this? So we went ahead and went to work on it. And got a New Year's greeting and an update article out. We would, I think we would like to get back to doing this monthly, but I don't know if that's going to happen. And I still want to put it out there to counselors like I've done before, if there is anyone who would like to do a monthly article for the Eagle, I'm the council person for that. Luana's the staff person. If there's anyone who just loves to write
on anything,
not opinions, obviously, for the city, but updates on
what
the
we're
city,
working on,
what we're working on, what our accomplishments have been, and accomplishments have been the past month, and so on. Just a little update. And Sandy's real flexible. It can be one paragraph or ten. She's just going to fit in whatever you just think you want to say.
Okay, I'll volunteer for
it. Yay! Cut off the hook. Yeah, that's where she gets the information from.
Yeah.
You can even rotate.
I'd like to give opinions,
okay,
too.
No opinions. It has to be factual stuff. It's just an update of what the city
is. I'll do the citizen opinion. And
and, no, I don't know. See, this was officially... was made official that Luana and I are the ones who do this. I don't know if we have to make an official motion to change it to have someone else do it, but we can ask Jeremy that at the next meeting.
I don't think it's anything that needs to vote.
I know that I should bring it up.
I think we just got stuck with it, was what it was, at the time.
I think it might have just been a consensus thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how it was. But anyway, since that was in the Eagle, I wanted to bring that up in case it caught anyone by surprise and they saw it in counselors and said, where'd this come from? What's going on here? It's something that we had already volunteered to do and we're doing for 18, 20 months or so, and then we just got burned out on it. Well, we just got to a point where we didn't have time. So anyway, if you haven't read that,
Didn't John Thomas do something?
He did. John and Dan did some updates for us.
Pretty busy, probably. I don't know.
He didn't get it.
It wasn't the same as what technical things that you have at hand.
Right.
I just think it's great that picking that up and doing it, that's awesome. People want that.
So. And anyway, in doing that, Patty and Luana also have an excellent start on our accomplishments, the list of accomplishments to come to the council for the next meeting or whatever. Sandy?
I was going to say a press release would be excellent. In February, I'll be having a reporter join the team, and she's looking forward to coming to these meetings and, you know, doing articles and things like that. So press releases assist the reporter in writing. So it doesn't have to be your article, but it could be.
Oh, that would be even. Yeah.
You know, press releases are easier, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Because
they're
not busy. Sure.
Should
we
do that?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. That sounds good. And then the big news of the day, we were notified by DMC through a letter from Oregon Department of Land Conservation and Development that we were awarded the $80,000 technical assistance grant that we applied for.
For zoning ordinances.
Yeah, that's for doing our zoning ordinances. So that is huge. That's an $80,000 relief on our budget. Yeah. Because the zoning ordinances, that's something we had to do anyway, and that's going to cost a lot of money. Now it's going to cost us $80,000 less.
Great.
And also, DMC, incidentally, DMC applied for this grant on our behalf. They did not charge us for the time that it took to write the grant and all that. They are also applying for a transportation growth management grant free of charge to the city. So we're looking for.
And that's kind of down the road, but it's getting a start on it.
And that helps us with our transportation system plans.
Probably.
And all that stuff, yeah.
So
and
we're probably going in next year.
Okay, and I don't know if Deborah talked to you today, but oh boy, January 13th, that's going to be busy. They were hoping to get some time on the January 13th work session. DMC to go over next steps for the comp plan, but we may just have to. I don't know what the agenda's looking like yet. So,
okay, this is the first I've heard of it, so I wasn't aware of it. We'll have to re-look at it.
One more thing to do. Would you call Deborah regarding getting scheduled for a discussion on comp plan next steps? And it may not have to be January. Maybe it can't be January 13th. We may have to schedule yet another meeting, depending on how full the agenda is getting.
Well, it depends on what the next steps are.
Yeah, and it might just be a 10-minute briefing they have to give us. Okay, Lana will call Deborah. All right. And I believe that's all I have. You had a question, Councilor Hedges? About Lana's
classes.
Classes.
I haven't attended any lately.
There hasn't
Did you hear that?
Been any. Well, the ones that I had scheduled up get canceled, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Everybody's finished? If that is the case, I will call for a motion to adjourn.
I would so move.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes. Councilor Brenner, yes.
Councilor Vitkish, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Thank you. Meeting is adjourned at 8:11 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.